In this video, I'm going to talk about the Rockets matchup versus the Magic. Phase 2 is here. It is time. Tap in. Enjoy. What up, CSGs? This video is brought to you in partnership with our good friend, Andre Munoz. He goes by Andre, and he is a realtor in the Houston area who provides, whether you're trying to buy a home, you're trying to sell a home, you're trying to lease or rent, he does it all. He's a hardcore Rockets fan, a guy that you can trust. You need to hit him up if you're trying to get a home, whether you're buying just a house that you're just trying to find somewhere affordable, or you're trying to live in a luxury lifestyle, or you're trying to get a big house, a little house, whatever you need, you're trying to lease, buy, Andre can do it for you. I want you guys to hit him up if you are a Chop Shop member, or if you're somebody that watches the Rockets. Let's support each other in this Rockets community. So you can reach him out at andrethe realtor@gmail.com. You'll see that in the description of this video. Also, hit up his website if you want to see the best deals for properties around the city of Houston. That's housesforsaleinhoustontexas.com. You can also visit his YouTube channel where you can see some of the work that he does. That's at Houston Homes for Sale 1 on YouTube. But shout out to Andre. You guys keep rocking with all our sponsors and our partners and supporters. Keep rocking with the channel. We're going to keep dropping that heat.
This is something I know, I know, I know.
So the Orlando Magic have been an interesting team that have faced the Rockets over the years. Last year, we went 1-1 against them, beating them in our first matchup in November. They came back and beat us in December in the matchup against them. Both games were very good games, and they were close for the most part till one of the teams let the rope go. The first game, the Rockets shot out of the world. I think we shot like 60% from three in that game. That was on the road in Orlando. A great game where we had, you know, great performances from Kevin Porter Jr. I think Jalen Green had a great game as well in that game. You know, just like I was saying in my previous video, a lot of the times where the Rockets actually win last year was based on some out of the world performance by one of their players or by the team. So shooting 60% from three is definitely not sustainable. And that showed as our shooting went bad in the second game against them, and they beat us here at home in Houston. So coming into this game, you know, if we look at how we fared against them last year in the 22-23 season, we went 1-1 versus the Magic, averaging 122 points per game in the two games, 120.2 offensive rating, 119.7 defensive rating, a 0.5 net rating there. Not great on a defensive rating. 119 is a lot of points to be given up to a team. One thing that the Rockets did against the Magic very well is pass the ball and generate assists because they were hitting shots. 60.9% assist percentage is always great. You also look at the field goal percentage, 49.7 as a team, which is pretty good. But look at that three-pointer. We shot 45% from three versus Orlando last season in the two games that we played them. A lot of that was due to the first game, but even in the second game, we shot pretty good until the third quarter. And I'll talk about that later on. 71% from the line. So offensively, we're able to get off against them. Defensively, they also have some things that they do against us. Now, obviously, we have a new look team, new players, new coach, a new system. Really, the question is, how do we match up against the Magic this year? So I'm going to try to answer that by going over some stats. So check it out. So during the preseason, you can see that, our top offensive play styles from the five games we played, and we're looking at theirs as well for the Magic, both are identical. We are all spot up teams. So that was our top offensive play style, transitions and pick and roll ball handler. And what I mean by top, that means the most frequent play styles that they use. The only difference is you can see for spot up, which involved a lot of shooting, we were below average per synergy at 0.88 points per possession compared to the Orlando Magic's at 1.03 points per possession, which they rated as good, right? Transition, a below average transition team. We were doing good. I would attribute a lot of that to the starters not playing in a couple of the games, kind of the lineups. I think if you look at what we put up in the first three games, we were a top five transition teams. I think that's more real than what we saw with a lot of the Spurs game and kind of, you know, how that kind of messed up our numbers there. And then pick and roll ball handler, we're a very good pick and roll team, a better pick and roll team than they are. They do run pick and rolls, and they run it with different players at different positions. So that's going to be a challenge for the Rockets to be able to guard. Because if you look at our defensive play types against their strengths, so How do we guard spot-ups? The Rockets are below average guarding spot-ups. So that's a strength for Orlando. They, if you just remember it on the offensive end, they were a good spot-up team. Transitions, excellent. The Rockets finished the preseason with the number one transition defense per synergy. So that's going to be a key part of a young team like Orlando who likes to run and get out in transition. Being able to match up against them in transition really limits a lot of the points they're going to score on us. And in the pick and roll, we're below average guarding pick and rolls. Once again, take that with a grain of salt. With a lot of our key guys not playing throughout the preseason, for them, they are rated as excellent at 0.87 at guarding the pick and roll. That's the points per possession that they were giving up. And so I think that for us, it's going to be really coming down to, can we stop what they do and can they stop what we do? And I'll talk about that a little bit more. One of the most important things for this game that's going to be determined the wins or the loss for the Rockets is going to be the matchups that happen with the starting five. So we're looking at Orlando starting five versus Houston starting five. And I'm going to go down the list and see who I think is a better, who has a favorable matchup at their position. And if you guys want to put that in the chat as well, or put in the comments who your matchups are, who do you give the matchups to? So from point guard through center, you have our five stars, their five stars. Just list the name of the person that's going to win that matchup on your five-man lineup. So starting at point guard, I'm going to give it straight off the rip to Fred VanVleet. I think he's a better player than Markel Fultz for obvious reasons. Markel is no slouch. I just think Fred is just that much better than him. So I think we have that because Fred is a more dynamic guard. He can, you know, score on the outside. He can score in the mid-range. He can score on the inside. Not efficiently on the inside. That's where Fultz's strength lies, is getting downhill into the paint and scoring in the paint. Whereas Fred has a little more variety, just not as well on inside, but just as overall defender, floor general, that's an easy matchup. Jalen versus Jalen Suggs versus Jalen Green. I'm going to give that one to Jalen Green. To me, that's an easy one as well, because if you think about what Jalen Suggs, he was drafted fifth overall in the 2021 draft. Really took a lot of time to get into his own, and he's still figuring it out, just like Jalen Green, but at least Jalen Green is somewhat lived up to his expectations. Jalen Suggs, you know, if you had listened to Magic fans, there was a lot of disappointment in him. He was a guy that wasn't even starting at points in the season due to how much he struggled. Almost a Jabari arc, if you think about it. He really struggled his first year in the league. Now he's starting again at the two guard. He's in there. He's a good defender. His shot is still working its way in, but he's no slouch as well. But I just think Jalen is clearly a better player than him, more dynamic player than him. The Dylan Brooks versus Franz Wagner. I'm going to give this to Franz. I think Franz is a better player overall than Dylan Brooks is. Franz is efficient and he's a decent defender. Franz is, to me, the Magic's best player right now. I don't know if he's going to be at the end of the year, but coming into the season right now, Franz has been Mr. Consistent since he stepped foot in the NBA. If you keep up with him outside of the NBA, you know he's a dog as well. He has a lot of different tricks and he's a very crafty player. He is just a matchup nightmare because he can play on the perimeter. He can get downhill. He can play in the mid range. He can play 1-4 with ease. He runs pick and rolls. He's a spacer. Franz is a Swiss Army knife and just a smart basketball player. And I think that when you look at him compared to Dylan Brooks, who's a better defender by a lot, you factor in all the stuff Franz do. I think he clearly takes that, in my opinion. Now for Dylan, guarding Franz is going to be important because I consider him the head of the snake. When he gets going, whether it's passing, playmaking, getting steals on defense, and just doing all the stuff he does, running pick and rolls, getting teammates involved, setting up their offense, they are very dangerous. So if you can slow him down, bother him, kind of make him uncomfortable, then the rest of their team is not very efficient, then I think you have a better chance of winning. But I think he's a better player than Dylan Brooks, and he's likely the best player to me on the court for Orlando. Paolo versus Jabari is going to be an interesting one. This is going to be interesting. So I'm going to dig down a little deeper into their matchup. You can see their head-to-head from last season, their rookie years. Paolo obviously had a better rookie year than Jabari. Jabari being, struggling as a rookie. Paolo being the rookie of the year, scoring 26 and 3.7 assists. Efficiency-wise, they're both inefficient. Paolo just had better raw counting stats. But if you watch the film on him, a very dynamic player who's figuring out where his spots are and his efficiency. I think that comes with time as the game slows down. Paolo can play on the outside, not efficiently right now, but he can play on the outside. He can play in the mid to high post. And I think just like Jabari, that's where his bread and butter is going to be because he's about 6'10". He's a bigger player than Jabari. So that bully ball is definitely something that he can live on. And then on the inside, he can, you know, he can ball handle and play make. So he has the package to be a great player in this league, a star player in this league, a closer. All of that is going to be based on his efficiency. From Jabari, what we've seen in the preseason is more of the same from summer league and from the end of last season, where he's scoring efficiently, he's hitting his three-pointers, he's getting into the mid to high post and making his shot at a very high clip from there. The question is going to be, as they match up, is Jabari strong enough to be able to deter Paolo from getting to the rim and getting to the free throw line? That's going to be the question. I've been concerned a little bit about his defense, right? Especially in the post. He put on muscle, but you can tell he has a long way to go to really be the type of defender you expect him to be at the power forward position, especially with the types of fours in the league that can stretch you out on the perimeter and also get downhill on you. So if he lets Paolo go off, then that's going to be a problem for us. And on the other end, Paolo guarding Jabari, I think Jabari should have an advantage in that matchup because his release is so high. Paolo is a decent to below average defender, and Jabari is a decent offensive player. You know, he's still figuring it out. You saw a lot of great flashes, but I think that at best, Jabari needs to neutralize that matchup, whether by him being better on defense or just scoring on offense. And the Rockets are going to need Jabari to score, especially in key situations. Whether he's hitting his threes or him getting into the post late in game to be able to get us some efficient buckets. So that's going to be a matchup I'm going to be watching out for between the two of them. Another key matchup from this game is going to be Alperen Şengün versus Wendell Carter Jr. I think you look at their counting stats, 12 points to 12 points, roughly the same amount of rebounds, 3.2 assists to 2.1 assists, 0.9 blocks to 0.8 blocks for Wendell. Alpi 52% field goal, Wendell 51%. And this is across 2 years of playing each other 2-on-1 against the with Alpi, the Rockets having the lead in that when those games where he plays. So we've had success against Wendell Carter. The issue is not really him individually, but his style of play and his athleticism has given us as a team issues because the Magic like to put Alperen Şengün in a lot of pick and roll action. And once he's in those pick and roll actions, last year, the way we were playing pick and roll, you guys would know, was terrible. We were one of the worst teams at running the pick and roll and guarding the pick and roll. When Alpi would be in that middle no man's land where he's trying to keep the ball handler from getting to the rim, Wendell, whether it was Mo Bamba, whether it was Mo Wagner, they would get behind him on defense and those lobs were wide open. I mean, they were feasting on lobs a lot last year, a lot of lobs. This season, with the way Coach Udoka is using him on defense, you know, there's more creative things you can do to really mitigate a lot of that. The number one thing, the biggest impact from the new players we have is their ability to fight over screens. So the threat of the guard getting to the rim is going to be a little less. It's going to be more cushioned because you have Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks, guys that are fighting over the screen, making that guard feel uncomfortable, feeling them on their hips as they go around their screen. So they're not going to feel like they can just get downhill. So that's going to change up some of the ways that we guard the pick and roll. Also, you think about the way they're using Alpi in preseason. He's coming at the level of the screen a little bit more. He's playing higher up on the screen. So those ball handlers are going to feel a little bit shocked to be able to not just get a free lane where he's so sunk in the post that they're just, oh, I can just run to the rim at full speed. That's one thing you do when you shock a ball handler by jumping out on them at the level of the screen. It really does make them either stop their dribble and, you know, dribble back to try to ISO on you, or it makes them pick up their dribble and pass it out. We saw that throughout the preseason with different ball handlers that we all assumed would cook out Pete, but he did good. He's good in space. That's going to be the issue. The issue is not him in space. It's the defense when he is out in space. What's happening on the back end? You know, are they getting lobs from their bigs? If we want to switch it, you know, are we going to run some switching where we have Alpi switch out on if it's Franz Wagner? I like that matchup. I think let him isolate on these big fours that they have that want to play like guards and let them beat us by shooting mid-range shots. But one thing he cannot do is let them get to the basket. On the back end, while he's playing on the level or he's dropping, who's going to be the help defender that's coming across the rim, weak side rim protect. Jabari needs to improve on that level. And this is going to be a key thing watching throughout this season is Jabari's ability to be able to be a weak side shot blocker and his ability to play help defense, because I think that's where he struggles. You think about some of the lineup ratings that the Rockets had last year. The best lineups featured KJ Martin and Tari Eason with Alperen Şengün. The reason that those lineups featured those players, not at the same time, is it's either when Şengün was with Tari or Şengün was with KJ, we were elite because they were good help defenders. So while he's playing the drop, even as bad as he was in the drop, at least on the back end, you know that KJ is there to be a deterrent at the rim. He's going to rotate. Tari's there to be a deterrent, rotate, swipe at the ball. So Jabari needs to be able to pick up on that early on so he can make an impact on the team defense. And I think that matchup with Carter and Şengün is going to be a little not as bad as it's been, because you cannot give up lobs. And then once you start compensating for those lobs, you got to bring in guys to help by packing the paint. And then now they're dishing out threes. Orlando wants to live on the inside. They don't want to be shooting a bunch of three-pointers, but they will shoot threes. And if they start going in, they're going to hurt you. So that's going to be a key matchup for us, that center matchup. How do they guard the pick and roll? Because that's going to be a thing. Another thing, defensively, and this is in line with the Rockets and their some of their weaknesses that we saw this preseason, notably being shooting, right? When we beat them, we shot like 60% from three. We overall against them last year, 45% from three. Generating a lot of good looks. Eric Gordon was still here. Kevin Porter Jr. was still here. So we had guys that could knock down open shots that were threats to shoot from the perimeter. Now with the team that we have now, how do they generate those threes? Because that's going to be a thing. The Orlando, they played a zone in that second game against us that just knocked us out. We didn't know what was up, what was down. We were like keeping up with them, beating them at some point. I think we had a big lead. Early in the third quarter, Coach Mosley switched over to a zone in that December game at home here in Houston. And we looked like we've never played basketball before, turning the ball. I think there was a stretch. They turned the ball over three times in a row. So is that something we're going to see this game? Are they going to go into a zone knowing we can't shoot? I expect them to switch it up, give us a zone look, force our hand to be able to prove that we're not a 29% three-point shooting team. And if that's the case, especially with our second unit, what are the Rockets going to do to counter that? Now, we have better, veterans that are able to read the zones, get into the soft spots, get guys in a position to score in the zone. But I think at the end of the day, you got to hit these shots. And that does bring me to a concerning point, which is going to be the bench depth. You look at Orlando's bench. Gary Harris is coming off their bench. They have Joe Ingles coming off their bench. They have Cole Anthony coming off the bench. They have good players coming off their bench. They have good players coming off their bench, and they're a very deep team that have a lot of good vets and a good mixture of vets and young player. How do we win those minutes when our starters are in, when they're not in? You can see, I know Coach Udoka is probably going to stagger Jalen, stagger Fred, always want to keep at least one of those guys on the court. They're going to stagger Alperen Şengün. And so you're going to see a lot of staggering, and I'm sure he's probably going to play eight or nine guys, eight and a half players in that game. But Magic can really run 10 deep. And their second unit can shoot. So once again, if they play a zone in that second unit where Tate and the men Thompson are on the court, that may pose some issues for us. That's going to be an interesting dynamic between the coaches and the coaching staffs, how they match up against. But ultimately, if you ask me for my prediction, I think the Rockets should win this game. I feel like we have the better, the front starting five. Overall, I think we have a better starting five than they do. Not potential wise, but they have a lot of promising young players. But right now, I feel like Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks should be enough to push us over the top with this game, because when it comes to young guys, I think we match up with them pretty well as well. So I think the Rockets get the victory in this game. I feel like it's going to be a hard fought game. I don't think it's a cakewalk for either team. Good coaches on both ends, good teams that are battle tested in, for the Rockets, battle tested in being bad. The Orlando, you guys hear me say this all the time, they were a good team last year. They were, won 34, 35 games and tanked the last month in the season. So they could have pushed 40. So don't be fooled by their record or their strategy to try to get more players. And we're able to land Ant Black this year, which I think is a great player as well. Don't be fooled by their record last year. This is a real team. We're going to have to strap it on, put them boots on and get to work, because it's not a cakewalk. So that's going to be a thing to watch out for. Are they going to go in the zone? What does that defense look like? How do we guard the pick and roll? Those are all key things I want you guys to look out for during this game coming up. I also think that we match up with them well, because the way we play defense with that swarming style, they like to try to dribble the ball with big guys, with Franz and with Paolo and with Mo Wagner tries to do stuff sometimes. I think our quick hands on defense is going to be a problem for them. A key thing we're going to have to do is turn them over a lot and get out in transition. So watch out for those turnovers. You know, we're one of the best teams at turning teams over in preseason. Let that translate into this new NBA season for the Rockets. But I see us beating them in a game. It's going to be close. I think when it gets close late, I can see Fred VanVleet getting into a pick and roll action with Alperen Şengün and abusing their drop coverage and getting into his mid-range bag and doing the Chris Paul by putting them to sleep late in the game. If it's close, I give us the victory. If they are able to score on us early and at will, then we're going to be in trouble. So I want it to be scrappy and mucky to start, and then us kind of pull away by using our veteran leadership towards the end of the game. This is how we're going to have to win until all our guys catch up to the offense and the defense. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it does feel good to go into a game knowing that you're not at a disadvantage and you have a chance to win every night. When you have a coaching staff like we do, vests like we do, you can beat any team in the NBA. It's going to be a fun one over in Orlando. So I want you guys to let me know two things. Number one, who is going to be your starting five if you were to list them based on the players that are better than each other from each team? So for my starting five, I had Fred VanVleet at the point guard because he beats out Markelle Fultz. I had Jalen Green at the two guard because he beats out Jalen Suggs. I had Franz Wagner beating out Dylan Brooks. I had, I'm going to give the nod to Paolo beating out Jabari. And then I got Alperen Şengün beating out Wendell Carter. So that's my five man of, you know, whoever has the better team. Let me know yours. Also, let me know who wins this game. I say Rockets. I'm not being a homer. This is a real, you know, I'll tell you if I think we're going to lose. I say the Rockets. I think we match up well. I think of Orlando kind of like that New Orleans, you know, type of model where they like to isolate a lot. Their guys like to get into, you know, I want to dribble against the other guy. And that plays right into the Rockets' hands. I think if they do that, they're going to play into our hands and we're going to turn them over and beat them. I think teams like Miami, like Golden State, like Sacramento, like San Antonio, that run motion offense, that do a lot of off-ball movement, cutting, those are the teams we're going to struggle against mightily. And we'll have to figure that out as the season goes on, because San Antonio's here on the second game. But who you got winning? I got the Rockets. Let me know in the chat and in the comments. And if you're listening to the podcast this late into it, then go ahead and hit the like button. And if you are new to the channel, hit the subscribe button. Keep rocking with the Chop Shop as we start off this new season, and we're going to keep dropping that fire.